Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We turn things over to Noelle. Good morning.
Morning.
I got to move this thing around so I can see her again.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey.
A lot of great interviews this morning. Oh, man, I got a lot to follow up behind this morning. Yeah, the great legendary Terrence Mathis on here. We learned all about powerlifting.
Yep.
And now I want to give out some flowers today.
Do you now?
I want to give out some roses today. That's all I want to do.
Check you out.
What'd she say? I didn't hear it because I hadn't moved.
She's going to give out some flowers. She's giving out some flowers.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
some roses.
She said that earlier.
Because,
okay.
You know, to peel the curtain back behind the scenes, you know, me, Sam, and Greg was talking earlier today, and Sam was talking about how some people feel that South Carolina hasn't gotten their flowers.
A lot of people.
And I don't necessarily know if I agree, but I'm here right now to give it to them.
Do you feel like they haven't?
I feel like they haven't, but I feel like I understand the reasons why. I feel like the media just ran with what they considered to be the bigger story. Because in my opinion, if you looked at the tea leaves of the landscape of the WNBA, I mean, of the NCAA tournament, everybody was competing to try to beat Dawn Staley's Gamecocks. That's how the landscape looked to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, Iowa and LSU and all of that's fun, but they're fighting to go compete against South Carolina. And I don't think a lot of people really understood what was going on there. And when it went the way that it went, I think, you know, it kind of took some air out of the bag because that wasn't what people were looking for. It was what I was looking for. But right. It wasn't what people were looking for. The, you know, the grand hoopla and the pomp and circumstances, you know, when you hear the name Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese so much, I think a lot of people were just expecting that to be kind of an in-game situation. You know, not seeing cool Dawn Staley and her Gamecocks over there. Just waiting in the wings. Just waiting. Y'all can have all the attention in the cameras. It's cool.
You know what the best part for me was about all of that was not what she said at the end of her speech about Caitlin. It was the beginning when they first brought her up to do the interview. And it's something when you see somebody who's made, or at least you have the perception, they're as hard as rock, made of barbed wire and all of that. And we know her Philly background that she comes from. I mean, her and Allen Iverson could have came from the same hospital, you know what I mean? And you know that intestinal fortitude that those people have shown us throughout their public life. And for her to be touched the way she was and break down, I ain't never seen Dawn, I mean, show emotion like an athlete, aggressively and focus. But that was the first time I'd seen her that emotional.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm going to take from everything that she said, including what she did at the end with Caitlin. That beginning of that, for me, is what will stay with me. And that was something new I hadn't seen from Dawn Staley and welcomed it with open arms.
Yeah, and I think it's important. I think that's also an important piece of the growth in women's sports, not just in basketball, but in general, but to see how much they love it. And to your point, we see it in the aggressive, competitive way, but to like to really see like how much they live, breathe, and eat it, like how much they genuinely love it. It's great to see.
It was, and just to put a tip on it, the same I mentioned Iverson when he broke down during his Hall of Fame speech. It was the same thing. Not broke down, but he had emotion throughout it. Hadn't seen that from Iverson. You know,
you usually only see that with Iverson when you have sit downs with Iverson. Like if it's like, you know, on the court or, you know, a presser or whatever, you know, you to your point, you're going to get the athlete persona. Mm-hmm. But if you actually like have a sit down with Iverson and let him talk, oh, that man's so emotional in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it depends on who you bring up. You bring up John Thompson.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
John Thompson saved
him.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Absolutely. You also want to give shout out to some of our home folks that won this.
That's exactly where we was going. We was going with Raven Johnson.
I'm sorry, we got to shut up. Let you. This is your world. Go ahead.
Her thing. That's exactly what we're going. We handing out roses together. Raven Johnson from Westlake did the thing on Caitlin Clark. Made herself a little name out there. She went from the wave off last year to shutting it down this year. That is growth. That's what we call in television character development. Shout out to Raven Johnson. Shout out to Sanaya Fegan. Am I saying that right? Yep. Sanaya Fegan from my part of town, Ellenwood, Georgia, from Nuckeview, Buckville.
There you go.
I see why she wasn't at Cedar Grove or MLK, because she too good to be there. She was where she needed to be at.
Forest Park
to get to that next level, to see them championships. Shout out to them. But to move on from NCAA basketball, and shout out to Dan Hurley, too. He had himself a time the other day. Yeah. You can tell he really enjoys being Dan Hurley right now.
He said my home folks. You had Stephon Castle out there from Newton out in Covington.
Yes.
On the team. So I always tell people, you want to see our basketball players, watch March Madness. They'll be playing for teams
from
other states.
Plenty of them.
They won't be playing for teams around. That's just the way it shakes out, man. Go ahead.
I'm going to give Matt Ryan some flowers. Y'all want to know why I'm giving Matt Ryan roses?
I absolutely do.
Because Matt Ryan took his career and went on about his business. Now, why am I bringing that up? Let's talk about Cameron Newton. Cam Newton on Club Shay Shay feels like the Falcons should have packaged all the money that they gave to Kirk Cousins to win the division and give it to him, Michael Vick. Yeah, mm-hmm. Michael Vick.
Michael Vick now?
Michael Vick now.
He's saying now. So, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he's saying we could have had him, Michael Vick, we could have had Justin Fields, and we could have traded for Lamar Jackson. And we'd rather give all that money to Kirk Cousins with no Achilles. And I'm going to say to Cam, make peace with your career. It was a really, really good one. It was.
Yeah.
But it's not the Atlanta Falcons' job to give you a redemption story. You had one in New England. You had one in Carolina.
You had
some nice touchdowns. You did what you did with it. And now we've moved on. It's not the Falcons' job to give you a redemption story or to show that you still got it. I understand that you feel like you're not washed. Some people feel like Matt Ryan wasn't washed. But you know what we saw in Indiana? Nothing that was positive. So you know what Matt Ryan is now? In a booth somewhere in the field.
Yep.
Somebody with a similar resume, an MVP appearance, a Super Bowl appearance. Some great seasons, an all-pro year. Somebody with your same resume got the same goodbye you did unceremoniously because they didn't feel like you can help anybody anymore. It's okay. You had a great career. Let's make peace with that and move on. All right. I'm going to give Trae Young some roses for coming back off an injury and looking pretty good. Sitting him in the fourth quarter, I understand why we did it. Didn't look great. We got some losses. But he himself hit some pretty nice shots, doing some things that Trae Young does. Let's see what that does in the play-in. I don't know, just trying to be positive here.
I saw him play. It looked like he's playing more off the ball.
Yeah, a little bit.
Having the time to watch may have helped with that some.
Yeah, I think he really
What do you mean,
wants,
may? That's what they all say. When they come back after sitting for a while, they learn different aspects of the game that they couldn't see while they were out there playing.
That's what DeAndre Hunter said, too. Yeah. And we saw how he came back, looking like a better
now,
fit
how long
the team.
Will it continue? That's the question.
That is the question, and we won't really get to see a whole lot of that because we got, at max three more games? At max right now on paper?
Where it's looking.
Unless they, conjure up something
else. They played well last night. They played as well as they could considering who's there and who's not. And I got to tip my cap to the room who've been able to plug in and have really went out there and played.
Did some things last night. Kobe's been playing some great defense. Kobe's looking like a little two-way guard right now.
Yeah, he is. So those are good things. You still know the people that you're missing that you would really need if you want to make any noise in this. And you know that for the play-in, you're not going to have Okongwu, you're not going to have Jalen Johnson, neither one of those guys.
That's going to hurt.
Yes, that will really hurt the offense. But what do you think about Trey's beard?
I like it.
You like the beard?
Yeah. You know, his look has been maturing. Trey is one of those guys where you can really see, like, the maturation in his voice and like, on his face from rookie year to now. Like, he's one of some guys that come in and they just look like grown men, and that's what it is. But with Trey, you really see, like, his physical maturation thing. I kind of like it.
It's called the Greg Odom effect.
And I want to give probably three more roses, and then we're gonna move on from this segment. There are only three about to be graduates from the University of West Georgia from the sports media department.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Wolf Sports. We got Brendan Wellaby Ray and Gianna Wilk be graduating very, very soon.
Congratulations.
They are the next crop of Atlanta media lead. I'm telling you, I was there with them.
They're there next? They're what's next?
West Georgia are doing some things. They are a huge part of it, of West Georgia's media program, especially the sports. They cover it all out there on the campus in the little world, and now they're about to be released into the big pond.
There you go.
To do some things. So they will do some great things, and those are my roses for today, ladies and gentlemen.
I believe spring game is next week down there. I think spring game is next weekend. Their first spring game is a Division I program.
Ooh, I know.
Yeah?
I'm about to get down there and get some sound.
How about that? It's next week.
You know, I forgot to mention something when we were talking UConn, just a little bit.
Yeah.
I have slept on this, but I should say, I'm a proud Husky.
Are you now?
Yes, I am. I'm a proud Husky. I should have poked my chest out earlier when we were talking about that, and I've left that dormant during this whole conversation.
Why
my high school team was the Huskies. So I'm a proud Husky. I didn't graduate from college. I went to college, but I never graduated, so I don't have that connection with another mascot. So my only mascot from a educational institution.
So you're claiming them? You're claiming Washington, too?
No, I'm claiming the
you
one that...
You don't want so the Washington?
When Washington wins, Washington I'll claim Huskies. Them. I'll claim
Andy
them.
Bunker would be mortified.
Randy was off this week. I saw Abe up here with Randy.
You know, man.
It wasn't got nothing to do. Listen, you leave me
Washington
and go have a conversation
Huskies.
With Bulldog fans and see if they want to talk about Mississippi State or whatever the other many Bulldog schools there are.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, it are. So I got to claim one Husky right now. As far as basketball, I'm claiming, you know, UConn.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, Oak Park River Forest High School. We were the Huskies.
Nice. Y'all have a mascot? You have a live mascot? Nobody brought a live?
There was a dude in some matted down, was supposed to be a
furry. Oh, y'all didn't bring it. Y'all couldn't find a real Husky dog?
They did have one.
Yeah.
They did have one. And people actually had a farm that, you know, every year the school, you know. He'd bring it out for a game against Proviso East, you know, and Dock and them boys would show up.
Yeah.
Or we'd go into the city and play a game.
Yeah.
Against Isaiah and them. Except Isaiah was on basketball.
Oh,
anyway,
wow.
I forgot something I was going to bring up. We were up against it. But listen, we have the feature. Are you excited about what's coming up next?
It's that time. Yep.
It is coming up next. We have had to sit on this for, I sound like I'm from Fargo. Oh, geez. A handful of weeks during the NCAA tournament.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.